So we're going to talk about Jesus Christ strong. Say that with me. Jesus Christ strong. One more time. Jesus Christ strong. And if you're here today visiting for the first time, that's what we do. We talk back like that. Is that all right? And when you leave, you're going to go, wow, I remembered something. Yeah, because you said half of it with me. Amen? And you saw it on the screen. Jesus Christ, what? That's what we're talking about over the next 4 weeks. Today, we're going to look at the man. But I want you to do something, Raj. Pull that back a little bit. You see that arm on that cross? You see that arm right there? Say, can you see that arm? That's a Jesus arm. Now, your Renaissance artists, they didn't paint him like that. They painted him effeminate. That's the devil's Jesus. That's not our Jesus. You hear what I'm saying? Say, my Jesus has strong arms. Does the Bible talk about God having a strong arm? Does it say that, yes or no? It says it often in the Word. Not some weak arm. My Savior's strong. Say that with him. My Savior is strong. Say it again. My Savior is strong. That's who my Savior is. What if all hell does come against me? My Savior is what? Strong. He's strong for you. Now look, Bible also says stuff like this. When I am weak, he is what? Well, hello. That's pretty good stuff. Let's talk about it today. Jesus Christ, strong. And my message title today is The Man. The Man. You know, some people say, well, you know, he's the man. They might say that about somebody. Before anybody ever said somebody was the man, Jesus was the man. Okay? Let's look at some scripture. Pop it up. What's strong mean? Strong means power. That's what the word means. But let's dig a little deeper. What's that word strong mean? It means power. Power of muscles. Yeah. You don't like to get strong muscles, do you? Yeah. Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? I'm a man. Why wouldn't I want to be strong? Say. Well, you don't need to be strong. Why? I don't understand that. He gave me this body. Why shouldn't I work it out? Say, why shouldn't I try to keep in good shape? Like, right, Coach Adamir over here on the side? Got coaches all in the building this morning. Amen? Come on. Yeah, that's what it means. Power of muscles. Power of mind. Word strong. Power. Power of mind. Power of emotions. You know, folks, maybe you're one of them that's real weak emotionally. God wants us to be strong. Amen? Power of what? Actions. Doing the right thing, man. So strong, that's what that word means. It has a lot to do with all that. It's a strength that drives, it compels, motivates, that energizes. So we're going to talk about our Savior in this light, Jesus Christ. Strong. Amen? Philippians 2:5. If he's strong, and he is, Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So I need his strength. You think he wants me to be strong, yes or no? Say. Sure he does. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That goes on to say, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God? But he was made in the likeness of men, Philippians says. He humbled himself as a man. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. That's a strong man that could do that. Amen? I'm to let that mind, his strong mind, be in me. That's what I want. You're wondering about where I got the man thing from? Right from the Bible. One of the greatest verses you'll ever read, right here. For there's one God and one mediator between God and men. Say it with me. The right there, baby. The man Christ Jesus. Let's talk about him today. Let's talk about the man. I want to see his strength. Y'all right? Say. I want you to be strong today. Let's get us some strength. If I'm going to make it, I'm going to need me some strength to keep climbing out of that pit. I need me some Jesus strength. Amen? Oh, I'm seeing that light. Want me some strength. That's what I've been getting me. Some snapshots of Jesus' strength. I'm just going to look at a few of them real quick. Then we're going to get to three main points of our message this morning. Did you hear the camera? As a boy, I see him strong as a boy. Watch it. He was at the temple. His mom and dad had left the temple, remember? Mary and Joseph? And they were on their journey? About a 3 days way back, they had to cut. He's missing? Where's Jesus? Most boys would have got their tail beat. Right? Yes or no? So they come back to the temple, 3 days journey. Joseph says, your mother and I have sought you sorrowing. Where have you been? And he said unto them, how is it that you sought me? Wished you not or did you not know? Say it with me. I must be about my father's business. You know, even as a boy, I see his strength. Must be is a man word or man statement. Must be. A pansy statement. Well, I don't know. Maybe sometime we'll get it. Jesus, even as a boy, was a must be kind of guy. Amen? It was a we're going to do this thing kind of person. Amen? Are y'all listening today? Strong. I must be about my father's business. And they just didn't get it. Amen? And that's okay. Most parents wouldn't get it. I'm sure Mary was getting a little. I'm sure both of them were figuring out, wow, we're on to something here. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Amen? But Jesus, as a boy, I see him strong. At his baptism, another picture. Then comes Jesus of Galilee to Jordan unto John the Baptist. You think John the Baptist was a man, yes or no? Are you kidding me? His coat of camel hair, he smelled a block away. Locust and wild honey, that's what he ate. Amen? Are you kidding me? God's incredible. So Jesus comes from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized him, and John forbade him. Big John. Uh-uh. I have need to be baptized of you. And you coming to me? And Jesus answered, Big John. He said, suffer it to be so now. Plain English. Do it now. Are you hearing your Savior or not? Well, maybe since you said we shouldn't do it, I won't do it. Okay, you're right, John. No, Jesus was strong. No, he said, no, you, what you say is what you say, but that ain't what's happening here today. Baptize me now. Amen? He's just strong. I feel him being strong. Now, see, you might not see Jesus strong, but it's maybe because you don't know him. You've been going to church maybe your whole life, but you never read your Bible. You don't have a deep walk with God. You don't know who Jesus is. You pray a little lay me down to sleep prayer at night. Maybe your life's been too good. I don't know. Maybe you don't need him. But for us who need him, he's strong. You hear me or not? Yeah, for us who need him, he's strong. And I'm going to tell you something. You need him. You need to know Jesus in his strength. That's how I see him. I got no problem to open my Bible seeing Jesus strong. I don't see him weak. I don't know what the artists were doing back in the Renaissance. Smoking stuff, I guess. I have no idea. He was strong in his father's house. At the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found him in the temple selling ox and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. What they would do, they would change money and get anywhere from 8 to 25% more just to change money. They were making a racket out of God's worship. And there's a lot of people that do that today in the name of Jesus. And if he is on planet Earth, I tell you what, a lot of television shows would be getting flipped. I'll tell you that right now. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So what happened? When he had made a scourge of small cords, say it with me, he drove them all out. Does that sound like a wimp or what? Say. Boy, I'm hearing must. I'm hearing do it now. I'm hearing drove them all out. Sounds like I got a pretty strong Savior. Amen? That's what I think. So he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and he poured out the changers' money. It wasn't enough just driving them out. Now he's just going to pour it all out. Look at that, guys. Amen. And then he did what with the tables? Oops, I missed one. Pop! Glad my shoe didn't fly off over there. Amen. Here we go. And he said unto them that sold doves, take these things, make not my Father's house a house of merchandise. Are you feeling your Savior? Say, strong and mighty is my God. That's who He is. That's your Savior. That's why you need to bow the knee. That's why you need to worship Him. That's why you need to love Him. That's why you need to emulate Him. That's why you need to follow Him. That's why you need to take your cross and follow Him. He's the only one worthy of following. Don't turn your back on Him. In His mission, Luke 12. Right out of the gate, it says, say it with me, I am come to send fire on the earth. Talking about His death and burial, and He's going to die as a sacrifice for our sin. But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened until it be accomplished? Suppose you that I'm come to give peace on the earth? Is that what you think I've come for? To get you Jews free from the Roman hand? Is that why you think I'm here? I didn't come to send peace on the earth. I came to send division. He goes on to say in His word that many of us who follow Christ, many in our own house will turn against us. Does He say that in His word, yes or no? Yes, He says that. You're going to have to be strong if you're going to serve Jesus Christ. You just got to be strong, man. It's life. Okay? I want His kind of strength. I guess I could quit right there. But now let's learn a little further. Y'all, I'm worried about you today. Here we go. Strong means power. Let's get it down one more time. Strong means power. Let's repeat it again. Power of muscles, mind, emotions, and actions. It also has the idea of compelling and motivating and energizing and drive. That's all a good thing. You just got too much drive. Why? Say. I can't find a person that's motivated too much, that has too much drive, that has too much energy. That's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. Amen? Especially if it's channeled in the right direction for Jesus Christ. That's incredible. It's what I want in my life. I want this thing right here. I want this Jesus Christ kind of strong. That's what I want in my life. Amen? And I'm looking forward to getting my bracelet and wearing it. Amen? Good reminder for me. The man. Let's look at three things real quick. And we're not going to be too long. Here we go. How was Jesus strong? Could you say that with me? He was strong in. Sometimes we think those are opposite or something. You just love. You can't be strong. No, you can be strong in love. Strong in love. Jesus was strong in love. Let's look how He loved. How He loved. He was strong in His love for the lost. When He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion, love on them because they fainted and they were scattered abroad as a sheep having no shepherd. Jesus loves lost people. He loves lost people. He loves sinners who are lost. Amen? If you're a lost man, He loves you. God loves you. Don't believe the devil's lie. The devil knows if God never gets you to understand how much He loves you, he's lost. The devil's lost. When you realize that God loves you. Jesus loves you. He's strong in love for the lost. He loved the sick. Jesus went forth. He saw a great multitude. He's moved with what? Love toward them. And He healed who? The sick. You can cry out to God in your sickness. God loves you. He cares for you. Hey, I'm not going to say everybody's going to get healed. I know one thing. Everybody's going to die. I do know that. Amen? But can you cry out to God in your sickness? Does God care for you when you're sick? Are you kidding me? Of course He does. He wants you to cry out to Him. He loves you. He's strong in love. For the hungry. Then Jesus called His disciples unto Him and said, I have compassion. That's our word love. On the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days. They don't have anything to eat. I'm not going to send them away fasting. That's not like me, Jesus says. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to feed them. Amen? So Jesus loves the hungry. This is who he is. He is strong in love. Say that with me. Jesus Christ what? He strongly loved people. He strongly loves people. I'm going to tell you something about yourself today. If you don't love people, you're weak. I just don't know how to love people. You're weak. That's who you are. You're a weakling. Pastor's being ugly at me today. If you don't love people, you're weak. Churches that go in and out the door without loving people and touching people are weak churches, and I don't want to attend them, and I don't want to be a part of them. Amen? If that's your game or your thing, you don't want to talk to people, you don't want to touch people, you don't want to help people, you are weak. Yeah, good. Somebody. That's who you are. Well, no, I just like church. You need to love people. If you can go in your community and out of your mouth comes something ugly about people, you're weak. You're not strong. You're weak. You can walk by somebody that has a need and it doesn't affect your heart. You're weak. You're not strong. No, I'm strong. I'm a working man. What are you if you have and you don't open up your heart to help somebody? I tell you what you are. You're weak. You hear me? Yes or no? See, Jesus wasn't like that. It's funny how he gets the bad rap, painted effeminate because he loves people, but somehow we big and bad because we just walk by them. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. No, you're weak if you don't care for people. We're a weak church if we don't love people. Amen? I don't want to be weak. I want to be strong. Amen? I want people to say about Gary Clark, that guy loves people. God loves people. Okay? Is he perfect? No. Loves people, though. Amen? That's right. Come on. Strong in love. If I'm not strong in love, not only am I not like Jesus, I'm a pansy. That's what I am. Come on. Somebody unloving. How can you love the unloving? That's why you love them, okay? They need some love. You know what I'm saying? If you just love the lovely, what good is that? The Bible says, the book of James says that. What good is that? Amen? Strong in love. That was Jesus. Jesus Christ strong. So when you look at your little bracelet, uh-oh. I need me some Jesus strong. What is that? Strong in love. I need to love people. Help me to love people, Lord. Amen? I want to be strong like that. Help me be motivated to love. Help me be compelled to love. Help me be energized in loving people. Help my mind to be a mind that loves. My emotions let me love. Amen? Hey, and if I've got some strength, let me use my strength to help that fellow across the street, you know, move a table or something that he needs. Let me do what I can with my hands and my arms to love somebody. Amen? Strong in love. Jesus, strong. Because he's the man. Amen? What I want to be like. You can have Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's getting wrinkly and everything anyway. Excuse me. Give me Jesus. Amen. Come on. I'm sorry. Here we go. Happens to all of us. Here we go. Strong in what? Jesus Christ. That word that's faded up there at the top, condescension. That word, we might say somebody's condescending. That's a negative word. Condescension is a beautiful word. It means to come down to someone else's level, to stoop to someone else's level, to get on somebody else's level, and to be able to relate and to care and to reach. Condescension. See, that's what Jesus did. You can't get no higher than he was. Amen? And he condescended to this earth. And he still does it right now. He'll love you right now. He'll receive you right now. You say, Pastor, I'm a sinner. I'm messed up. I'm all screwed up. Jesus will go, I'll meet you right there. How about we just start right there? Let's just start right there, okay? I died for you. I love you. He just does that. He's strong in action. What do I mean? Let's look at it. For the heavy-hearted, he says to the heavy-hearted, come unto me, all you that labored are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. You take my yoke on you and you learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus Christ, the King of kings and Lord of lords, makes himself low for you. And his burden is not heavy. You know what God's word says? The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting. How much more could God do but to come right down to you and do everything and say, now, do you believe this? Amen? Then receive it by faith. Believe in me. And I'll meet you right there. But I'm a bad person. I know all of them are. You're just one of them. It's okay. But I love you. Do you feel that? He was strong in action for the heavy-hearted. For his disciples, he rises from supper. He lays aside his garments. He takes a towel. He girds himself. And after he pours water into a basin, he begins to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe their feet with the towel wherewith he was girded. There's nothing more smelly than fishermen's feet. You know that stinks right there. Come on. Is that right? I mean, come on. Fishermen's hands stink. Can you imagine what their feet smell like? These were his disciples. Were these men that traveled with Jesus? Yes or no? Oh, they were men. And let your mind just wander. You think they were the cleanest rascals in the world? Probably not. But his actions. He stooped down to people. That's why I think God hates it when we as a church get haughty and proud. Are you telling me y'all nothing and y'all haughty and proud and I'm God and everything and I stoop? And there's something wrong with that picture. It takes strength. Actually, I did it a little bit ago. It takes a little extra strength for me to stoop like this. I'm in agony at this moment. I'll get up in a second. The point is, it takes a little strength to stoop down. Maybe as you get older, it gets harder. But it doesn't mean you should ever quit stooping. Always stoop, because he did. Amen? As long as you got strength, stoop down for people. That's what Jesus did. He was strong in his action. How about his oppressors, people that did him wrong? Here he is. Isaiah prophesied this, and he did it. Read about it all through the New Testament. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. Say it with me. Yet he opened not his. He is brought as a lamb to slaughter, as a sheep before her shearers is what? Dumb. Doesn't pitch a fit. Doesn't cry out. So he opened not his mouth. How quick are you to open your mouth? Just any little thing happens to you, you got to shoot off your mouth, don't you? I can relate to you on that one. Is that a strong person? Say. But we get that way, don't we? Yeah, something little, something tickle. Hey! Hey! And see, we think we're strong, don't we? You know? We think we're all big, big. Whereas actually Jesus said, you're the weak person, the strong person. Keeps his mouth shut. And if you keep your mouth shut, you can scare the snot out of somebody by doing that. Y'all hear me? Here we go. He was strong in his action, his condescension. He stooped for sinners. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for what? The suffering of death. He was crowned with honor and glory. Read that last part with me. That he, by the grace of God, help me, should taste death for every. Jesus Christ, you talk about the ultimate sacrifice. He stooped. He condescended. He was made low. It took a lot of strength for you and me. Amen? Wow, what a Savior we have. Amen? So what we learn? Jesus Christ, what? Strongly what? Stooped for people. Now, that might not be a word you use a lot. It's my word. I came up with it. It's what I got. Amen? He stooped for people. He strongly. went out of his way to reach people, to get on their level. Amen? His actions, the way he lived, what he did, that took a lot of strength. Amen? One last one this morning, we're going to be done. The man, Christ Jesus. Strong in what? Principle. See that word up there? Courage. Courage. So he was strong in love. He was strong in his actions. He was also strong in his what? In his principles. You can act so high and mighty and spiritual and act like man, all that. If you're not strong in your principles, you're weak. You hear me say, well, I go to church, well, I did that, or I did this. God's going to look at you one day and say, depart from me, I never knew you. Don't know you at all. Are you strong in your principles that you live by? Amen? Jesus was. Let's look at him. He stood up. See, principles, at least in my mind, you got to stand up for something. And you also need to stand up for somebody. Principles. Let's look at it. He stood up to his own hometown folk. He came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as custom was, he went into the synagogue on Sabbath day and he stood up to read. And he was doing his thing like he did wherever he went. And he noticed and he knew their hearts. He said unto them, you're going to surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal yourself. Whatever we've heard you do in Capernaum, do here in your hometown. Put on a show for us. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. Okay? And all that were in the synagogue, when they heard these things, they were filled with wrath. They wanted him to put on a show. Hey, miracle man, do some miracles. Jesus wasn't about show. He's about principle. He's about doing the right thing. He's about your heart, their heart. That's what he was about. Okay? He wasn't about a show. He didn't come from heaven all the way down here to put on a show. And excuse me, that's what I see on Christian TV so much. It's a show. Y'all listen to me or not? I hate it. Ones that are true, love it. Ones that aren't, hate it. He wouldn't put on a show. And he rose up. They rose up against him because he wouldn't put on a little miracle show. His own hometown where he grew up, they turned on him like white on rice. They rose up and they thrust him out of the city. They led him to the brow of the hill where their city was. I've been there a dozen times to this city. And they wanted to cast him off the hill of Nazareth. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. He was strong. Y'all hear me or not? When a whole town's out to kick your tail, and somehow, and I'm not so sure he disappeared. Roger said this to me the other day. It wasn't like Jesus just walks through walls and mess like that. You know what I mean? I think he got out of that situation. You think about it. He was strong. He stood up to them. He stood up to his hometown folk. That's hard to do, isn't it? Is it hard to stand up to your family sometimes? Yes or no? Those close to you that know you, he stood up. He stood up. Says, you know, it ain't happening. I'm not going to put on no show for you. Made him so mad. He stood up to religious leaders, to the ones that were educated, the ones that were in charge. Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said. You blind guides. This is cussing way back when. Which strain at a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within are full of extortion and excess. You blind Pharisee, clean first that which is within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. You think they liked him for this? Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you're like whited sepulchres, tombs. I've seen many of them. They cover the hills of the Mount of Olives. When you look at Jerusalem, that hillside's covered. And that's where he was pointing. You're just like those tombs, which indeed appear beautiful, but are inside full of dead men's bones and all kinds of stink and mess. He was strong. He stood up to the religious. Amen? He had principle, didn't he? I'm almost done. He stood up for his friends. Can you say that? He stood up for his... Yesterday I said about Big Larry Simpson. He gave a little testimony. All the men at the prayer group breakfast yesterday, one of our best we've ever had in our life. All the men, every one of them without exception, said an encouraging word or prayed a prayer or said something. Much of it was aimed right back at me for encouragement. But Larry, after Larry said what Larry said, he just thanked God for 11 years ago bringing me into his life. Me into his life. The guy works tirelessly. Me into his life. And then I looked at him, and I said, Larry would take a bullet for me. And Chuck Peace looked at me and said, we all would. That's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. That sounds like Jesus to me. He stood up for his friends. He stood up for his friends, man. What do I mean by that? You talk about take a bullet. Look at the scripture. Then after that said he to his disciples, let us go to Judea again. His disciples said, Master, can't do it. The Jews, they've sought to stone you. They want to murder you. There's a price on your head. Stay away from it. We can't go by there. Are you crazy? You're going to get killed. But guess what? You going or not? Because I'm going. I know where I'm going. I don't know where you're going. But Mary and Martha called me. And Lazarus is dead. And I love that family. Okay? And I'm going to tell you what. He's going to rise again. Now, you can sit here on your tail if you want to. But I'm going that away. Amen? I mean, that's a strong Savior, isn't it? Y'all hearing what I'm saying? Amen? He stood up for his friends, even when it was a bullet, man. Or the cross. And I love this. He stood up for who? You and me. You and me. You and me. You and me. That's where I entered the picture. And they were in the way going to Jerusalem. And Jesus went before them. And they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took the 12. And he began to tell them what was going to happen to him. See, most of us, when bad stuff happens to us, we don't know it's coming. If we knew the bad that was going to happen to us was coming, we couldn't take it. He knew the bad that was going to happen to him, and he walked right straight toward it. See, we don't know the bad sometimes, and we can take it. And then the grace of God's there, and help is there, and all that kind of stuff. But can you imagine knowing the bad that you were going to face? He knew it. He knew it. He knew it, and he walked right toward it anyway. Is that strong or what? Say, hurricane! Going right in it. That was Jesus. Look at what he said to them. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priest. You know the guys I talked about the other day? Yeah, they didn't like it. And unto the scribes. And I'll be condemned to death and shall deliver me to the Gentiles. And I'm going to be mocked. I'm going to be scourged. I'm going to be spit on. I'm going to be killed. Say the last part with me. Oh, and the third day I'm going to rise again. Can you imagine what they were thinking? Hey, this guy is crazy. Amen? He stood up for you and me. He did not draw back from his mission on this planet for us. Amen? Y'all listening, or are you going to sleep on me? Jesus Christ, say it with me, strongly stood up to and stood up for people. See, he was a man of principle. When he needed to stand up to somebody, he'd stand up to them. When he needed to stand up for people, he stood up for them. Amen? Principle. Are you strong today? Are you Jesus Christ strong? Strong in love? If you're not strong in love, you're weak. You're weak if you don't love people. If you come to church and you do the religious thing, but your actions don't show that you're a follower of Christ, let me tell you, you got it from the preacher today. You are a pansy. You are weak. You are weak if your actions don't line up with your rhetoric. Amen? You're weak. That's okay that you're weak if you take it today and say, you know what, I'm weak. That's not right. I'm going to be strong. I'm going to work on this in my life. Amen? Thirdly, if you're not a person of principle, character, integrity, when you have to, you stand up to somebody. And many times in your life, you're standing up for somebody. That's character, integrity, principle. If you're not that, guess what you are? Weak. I want to be strong, don't you? Jesus strong. That's what I'm talking about. Look at that arm. How you feel about that old arm right there? Say. You feel pretty good about that? Say. Don't you feel pretty good? That's the arm that's holding me. That's the arm that has me. That's the arm that's caring for me. I just think I might can make it. Look at that arm. Say. Wow. That's what I want for my life. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for his word this morning. Can we do that? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.